yakking off. Yakking off.
Listening to that every week. Actually, I listen to it every day.
Everybody else has missed it too.
This is the only good thing I've ever done in my life. Hey, everybody! What's going on?
Woohoo!
Welcome to another episode of Yakking Off with Jack and Tom. Here we are, Jack and Tom. I'm Tom, that's Jack, and away we go.
Yes, sir.
So, what do you want to talk about tonight?
A couple of different things that have happened over the week since we have last met.
Yeah. It's been, I guess, somewhat of an eventful week for me.
Yeah.
Got a couple things to talk about, I guess. Yeah. But I think, honestly, you had the bigger event happen. I mean, I've heard it's life-changing.
It's pretty life-changing.
Yeah, I've heard... what is it?
I
saw a young girl in concert.
Saw a young girl in concert, absolutely. Well, a young boy.
Very young boy.
I saw Justin Bieber. Are you impressed? You should be. You should be impressed that I sat through the damn thing for 2 hours.
Yeah, what parents do for their kids.
Yeah, it's like, it's terrible.
Dude, you told me you loved it.
I didn't hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't hate it?
I didn't hate it. I thought I was going to.
He's got some good...
I wouldn't go again.
He's got some good stage presence.
Yeah, he has great stage presence in there. But as douchey as the kid is, you can't deny that he's talented. I mean, his singing isn't all that great, but when you package a pop star... And you put all the production value behind it. You put the choreography behind it. He plays multiple instruments, which I can't fucking play one.
Is
so.
He really playing them? Or is it, let's
he is
put
really
him in
playing.
His hands and...
No, he is really playing. Singing, eh.
Yeah.
He sang probably half of his songs.
Well, auto-tune. Yeah. So the guy goes crazy with the dancers. I'm sure he's got a million different people on stage. Costume changes and the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Yeah, and this was the second to the last night of the tour.
Oh, so, he's winding down. He's tired.
I would say he was a little tired. But
did he piss in any buckets or rub any iPhones on his balls or anything?
No, nothing out of the ordinary. He did show up late,
of
which
course.
Was kind
of
shitty, but like at least
Rose.
It wasn't 2 hours late. Or
and don't you mouth off to me or I'm going to slap you right in your penis.
Is that so?
So it wasn't 2 hours late like some people had on this tour. He's like a half an hour late, which I told my wife and my kid, you know, he's going to be late. Concerts never start on time, ever.
So how many, what's the breakdown of a Bieber concert? Like, is it a bunch of parents and a bunch of kids, or were there adults without kids there? Like, what did you observe?
There was actually a bit of both. The really obnoxious part of the concert was that they closed every men's restroom in the Tampa Times Forum and changed them all to women's restrooms. There was one men's restroom open.
Really?
Yeah.
They converted it because they knew what was coming?
Thousands of teenage girls there. There were like 16,000 people there, and I'd say...
What age teenage girls?
15,500 of them were female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like young teenage girls or 18, 19,
yeah,
20?
Yeah, he's not really attracting the 18, 19, 20 year old anymore.
Never mind.
So
I'm not going to go then. Forget it.
Yeah.
You had me for a second there. I thought
teenage. Yeah, so I get it. I know why they did it logistically, but it was kind of obnoxious considering I was in section 116 and the only men's room was 104.
Yeah.
So I had to walk all the way around.
Were
the
you chugging
place.
Beers the whole time?
No, nothing like that at
Woo,
all.
Woo, Bieber!
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had Bieber fever. Is it cured?
Yeah,
do
for
think,
a while.
All right,
but
do you
back
think...
to your original question, there was a parents' waiting room area, kind of like a child swap at a theme park.
Really?
Yeah, where
so you could bail on the show?
Just go in and let their kids go and do all that
stuff. What kind of crazy shit was going on in that room?
I don't know. I read about it on the internet.
Oh, you didn't go?
I didn't go in. I do know I went outside to smoke, and one of the rock stations was in the courtyard, and they were playing, like, Kiss and things like that, and serving beer to, I'm assuming, parents.
Yeah.
Or anybody that just wanted to fucking walk up, I guess.
Anybody around. Whoever's around, just come on in.
Yep.
So, do you think this is going to make your daughter more of a Bieber fan?
I think so. We actually surprised her with it. She didn't know we were going at all until we walked in the door. And even then, she was kind of, what are we doing? Is Justin Bieber in there? So we finally told her as the usher was scanning our ticket, and she loved it. I mean, that's what he's there for, so.
Did she scream and jump and
twirl? She told me, he looks better in person than he does on TV, Daddy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And kept saying, is this a dream? I'm going to faint. And she's crying at one point. Like, not tears of fucking sorrow. Tears of joy, like you see in the old Beatles videos and stuff.
So Justin Bieber basically put your daughter into premature puberty, is what you're telling me?
You got it.
Oh, great. First the hormones and the milk. Now Justin Bieber's getting these girls ready to go at the age of 6 and 7.
It's been his MO for a while.
Oh, boy. This isn't good for anyone. Someone should put a bullet in him and just end it. And if that happens, I didn't do it. I promise. Can we edit that out in post, too? No. That was for humor. Humorous reasons only, please.
We know that the kid's talented.
So. Yeah, I'm just jealous.
Yeah. Me, too.
I'd love to make 7-year-olds swoon. I'm going to have to get back in the Barney costume for that one, I think.
Yeah, probably. So that's all I did.
Yeah.
But well, it was
that's a big event. Yeah. That's a life-changing event. It's a lot bigger than my, I guess the two big things I did since we last met was get a haircut at the Magic Kingdom in Disney World, which there's really nothing, if people don't know, there is a barbershop in the Magic Kingdom. It's basically right next to the fire department across the street. It was relocated from Center Street, apparently, because I guess they just bumped it. They said, you guys don't need this much room, or you don't need to be here. So it's just a little 3-seat place. They basically specialize in children's first haircuts and then putting pixie dust on kids' heads. But the way they do that is the pixie dust shit that they put out is just like little, it's in like oregano holders. Like, so if you went to a pizza place and and got like it could easily get mixed up with like the Parmesan cheese, you know?
Think so, happy thoughts in Parmesan cheese.
Exactly. Yeah, so if you leave the barbershop with glitter and smelling like a 2-day-old pizza, then they probably are recycling the glitter holders. And wow. Some of them ended up in the food. But, yeah, so there's just 3 seats in there. You can go get a haircut. It's $19. They don't take tips, so it's actually not too expensive. I just moved to Florida, and my hair was getting really shaggy because I didn't know where else to go. And every place around here that I pull up to, just, let's just say it didn't give me a warm and fuzzy feeling that they would be able to cut my hair without just shaving my head marine style or just screwing something else up majorly. So
is it a coincidence that all the good people have a long hair, like Jesus and like hippies and, you know, Rod Stewart, whatever?
Okay.
No, I feel you on the local scene. It took me a long time to find some place to get my hair cut. So.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, you're never going to get over the soundboard thing, are you?
No.
No. That's just that's a staple from now on.
Makes me laugh.
That's fine.
Makes people laugh, too, I hope.
Yeah, I turned around, and Jack is just... I'm watching Breaking Bad. It's Sunday night right now, and I just watched Dexter and Breaking Bad tonight. And during the show, I'm turning around, and I'm seeing Jack busting out laughing. I'm like, oh, something on YouTube? What do you watch? He's like, no, it's just... last week's episode.
It's us.
Just laughing at myself.
We're awesome.
We're so good. It's the only thing that makes me laugh anymore. Yeah.
I'm dead inside.
So So basically, the haircut at Magic Kingdom, and then I saw Elysium. So we can do a little bit of a yakking off review for that movie. It's the new Matt Damon sci-fi quote-unquote thriller that's out right now, which is really just a like a socio-political. It's basically, I guess the guy that made it is very into issues like South Africa, or I don't know.
Yeah, it's the same guy that did District 9.
Yeah, I didn't see District 9.
Really?
No, I didn't see it.
You're fucking missing out, dude.
The whole thing is just a whole, basically like a cry for help when it comes to, I guess, African children or something. But aside from, like, it really didn't make me feel for the characters at all. Basically, all I'll say to keep it kind of spoiler-free is essentially they remade the remake of Total Recall that just came out. So basically, you have an anti-hero who doesn't really want to be a hero, winds up having to be a hero, and that's about it. So,
yeah, District 9 was great. So
look at my cat knocking on the door.
And I had high hopes for Elysium, but...
This is very visual right now, but he's just going to town on the door. What'd you say?
I said I really enjoyed District 9. I had high hopes for Elysium, but...
I'll watch District 9, and I'll let you know if it's anything similar. But the movie just didn't do it for me. It was really just the way that they wrote the characters. Special effects are good. Action scenes were good. Performances were good. I mean, there's really not any... Like, you can't say it was the acting or anything like that. It was just the writing and the editing of the movie just didn't suck me in. It was just... I couldn't care less. There's a young girl in the story that is sick. And essentially, at multiple points in the story, you think she's going to die or you think she, you know, something bad's going to happen to her. I'm sitting there like, I don't care. And it's a lot. It takes a lot of effort to make me not care about a 6-7-year-old kid in a story. You know, I mean, I cry at movies a lot. I don't cry in real life very often, but I do cry at movies, especially if animals die. I tear up at Disney movies. I mean, it's not hard to get me going, but for some reason, this movie just felt like it dropped the ball. So I would say that it's a Redbox movie at best, you know. And even if it was a Redbox movie, I would use a free code, which you can get from McDonald's Monopoly game.
You can win them on a Big Mac.
Yeah. Yakking Off, brought to you by McDonald's Monopoly game. We have no affiliation with McDonald's.
Da, 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 da. So what else? Anything exciting?
I don't think so.
I went to get back into our roots and talk about theme parks. I went to...
Oh, yeah, I did that too.
Yeah, you did. I went to the Art Animation Resort at Disney the other day to hang out with some family that was in town. Yeah, first time I've been there. It's opened within the last year, yeah?
It's something probably like a little over a year now, yeah. But it's very within a year-ish time.
Right? Yeah. They were staying in the Cars, Disney's Cars, Disney Pixar's Cars section of the hotel. And
hopefully it was Cars 1 and not Cars 2.
It looked really good. I mean, I've never been to Disneyland, so I don't know what Cars Land looks like.
Oh, Cars Land looks like the movie.
The hotel
perfect.
Was great.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a hit up on Art Animation. I've heard a lot of good things about the restaurant slash whatever you would call it, the quick service.
We went in there and got food for the kids, and what they had a good selection. It was relatively cheap.
Yeah,
we just got the kids pizza, but then my cousin had some meal plan points to burn up, so we went elsewhere. Did take out at T-Rex at Downtown Disney.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I've never been there either. My parents go there all the time. Love it. But yeah, I forgot. I did go to Universal last night. And my Universal experience, this is my first time going to Universal Studios Orlando since my pass had a blackout all of July, because that's when Transformers and Simpsons was opening. I didn't have a great experience. I love Universal. I love going there. When I got there, Transformers wasn't working. So I had to wait like 20, 30 minutes before I could actually get on the ride. And after I got on the ride, I enjoyed the ride. I like the ride. The audio video effects in the ride are great. Basically, it's just Spider-Man with bigger screens, though. So. The story even kind of follows Spider-Man. I mean, you wind up in a sewer, you get splashed with water. Like, they really didn't kind of stray too far from the Spider-Man script.
I agree, but I disagree. If that makes any sense at all. No, I do. The first time I rode Transformers, on a special sneak peek, by the way, before it was open to the public, I totally thought it was Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And such a ripoff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
And then I took my daughter back a month or so ago, beginning of summer, and we rode Spider-Man and then went to studios and did Transformers literally back to back.
Okay.
So if you do the two like that, it's not the same. I get it where it's the same, but it's kind of like doing the... Every Omni mover's the same. Every dinosaurs in Indiana Jones are the same.
Yeah, they're definitely not the same.
Right. Just because it's a similar experience doesn't mean it's the same. But if you have Spider-Man stuck in your head, which is a great attraction, Transformers is a great attraction in and of itself, they're not the same. So.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and figure out what... Give me that damn cable.
You can have the damn cable.
Sorry. Sorry, folks. Just a little, whatever. Anyway.
Come get, bitch.
I'm making a whole bunch of noise right now.
You're fired.
All right, Trump. Well, I'm pretty sure I had a virus on my computer because, as I said earlier, I watched Dexter, which I have multiple family members and friends that have Showtime, and yet no one seems to want to give me their Showtime Anytime password so I can actually watch the show the way I'm supposed to.
His email is tom@yakinoff.com if anybody wants to share their password with
me. Yeah, please do. I won't use it for anything inappropriate, and I will actually share my Hulu... Or, what else is the other one? Netflix passwords with anyone that wants them. You know, I'm all about trading. Trading is... Ooh. Look out. Hey, now. What the hell was that?
Let's go. Let's just see what happens.
You're all about Trump, huh? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like I said, Transformers is definitely not...
Boring!
Homer, you're a little loud there. But getting into the next section of what I'm going to talk about... Homer, stop it. Right, well, okay, so the other thing that opened up at Universal was the Simpsons section. So, oh, he's excited about that. And the thing that pissed me off about that was the fact that Krusty Burger and the whole fast food, like the inside of the fast food boulevard, was closing at 7:30. So I wanted to go over there, get a Duff beer, and try a Krusty Burger. I was able to get a Duff beer at Moe's, which was fine, but I was not able to get a Krusty Burger. So then instead of going out and trying a taco at the taco truck, I actually just bailed on the whole thing and said, screw it. And basically... Universal lost some of my money because I didn't buy it from there. So, I liked a lot of the theming, like the Lard Lads, Donut Dude is there now. Jebediah Springfield statue is up. If you like The Simpsons at all, it's a really cool area. So it's cool to hang out there. The one thing that was kind of weird is that area doesn't end at all. It basically just seamlessly goes right into the DeLorean and the train from Back to the Future. So I'm pretty sure Back to the Future took place in Springfield. So,
kind of did, considering the Simpsons ride is the old Back to the Future ride.
Oh, interesting.
Boring.
What?
Yeah, they just opened up the flat ride over there today. The
Yeah, they were beta
testing hurl or
whatever they call it, the testing of
what
it.
What ifs?
Yeah. I'm not sure if I was able, if I could have gotten on it or not, but it did. It looks fun. I don't know. It looks like just a normal flat ride. Don't really know anything
about. Blah blah blah.
Homer, shut up.
Homer is not feeling.
I know. Speak English. Get it? Hey.
What?
All right, enough of that. So yeah, Universal.
Mr. Superman, no here. Mr. Superman, no here. No. Hola.
She just do. Did it yakking off with Homer and Consuela?
We can do that.
Come on, I dare you.
No, I have no money.
I know speak English.
Okay, yes, no problem. Give me number.
Trying is the first step towards failure.
No.
Good.
Mr. Bonnie.
Stop!
Mr. Joe.
I like my beer cold, my TV loud, and my homosexuals flaming.
Are you a homosexual?
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
I know guys who were married for 20 years and left with a guy.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was funny for like one second. Not even. This is what happens when you record at 3:30 in the morning. I think we should probably wrap up pretty soon here, because we're falling apart.
As if we're together to begin with?
Yeah, I guess not.
Shut up, brain, or I'll stab you with a Q-tip.
Anything else? We talked about the movie. We talked about getting my haircut at Main Street, which if you need a haircut and you live in Florida and you're going to the Magic Kingdom, I guess I recommend it. I don't really like super recommend it. There's no music in the room and the air conditioning comes from the next door. It comes from the Emporium. So basically it's just this little place. It gets hot in there quick if they don't keep the door closed. But the people that work there are nice. Obviously it's clean because it's Disney. I have no bad things to say other than the ones I just listed, and that's it. So
cool. I'll maybe
get a haircut.
Check that out.
Yeah, probably not. Anyway,
do they not have the music because the Dapper Dans are in there from now again?
They apparently stop by, but they're not. They weren't stopping by enough to make it worth my while.
What?
I said they weren't stopping by enough to make it worth my while.
What? Nobody talks to me that way. I'm Homer Simpson.
All right, enough of this. So, alrighty. So, Jack, where, how, and why would anyone want to find us?
Your feedback.
That is a damn fine question, sir.
Do you have a complaint about yakking off with Jack and Tom? Has our quality gone down? You can reach us at jack@yakkinoff.com.
Or tom@yakkinoff.com.
Or comments@yakkinoff.com.
Or that black guy at yakkinoff.com.
Well, I still need to make that. That is, again, that black guy. Or is it the black guy? I don't even know.
That black guy's better.
I'll listen back. All right, that black guy at yakkinoff.com. We are also on Facebook. That's right, RB My Cat. We are on Facebook. It is facebook.com/YowJT. That is YOWJT, which, ironically enough, stands for Yakking Off with Jack and Tom.
Ooh, clever.
Yep. We are still on Twitter, @YakkingOff. Feel free to hit us up, add us, tweet us, do whatever you want. Send us weird pictures of your feet. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. Send us pictures of your cats. We have cats and we love cats. And that's about it. I don't know. It's bedtime for me.
Yes.
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 Good night, everybody.
Adios.
Adventure, excitement. Jedi craves not these things. Didn't I warn you?
You want to get sued?
My God, man. I warned you! Didn't I warn you? That colored shirt was forged by Lucifer himself!
Is there anything else?
Boy, you read my book!
Do not enter the city. It belongs to the dead now.
Then greet me up, woman!
She said, "Big bucks are in dick and fart jokes."
That's as good as it sounds.
What the fuck is the internet?
Cock smoker. Call me and I'll come a running. Get me back.
Song just fucking ends.
All right, guys, we have to decide which of our shows get recorded and which ones don't. How are we gonna solve this?
Right here.
We don't have to decide nothing.